The wagon arrived and we all got in. We were taken to the second precinct. The cops looked at my car papers. They couldn't believe that the car was mine. I was searched at least 6 times by different people. Eventually, we were all locked in a cell about 6 by 8 feet. Pat smiled and rubbed his hands together. "There're gonna be some sick fucking dope fiends in here," he said. A little later, the turnkey came and called my name. I was taken to a small room that opened off the reception room of the precinct. In the room were 2 detectives sitting at a table. One was tall and fat, with a deep south frog face. The other was a middle-aged, stocky Irish cop. He was missing some front teeth, which gave his face a suggestion of hare lip. This cop type could just as well be an old-time, rod-riding thug. There was nothing of the bureaucrat about him. The frog-faced cop was obviously in charge of the interrogation. He told me to sit down, and I sat down at the table opposite him. He pushed a pack of cigarettes and a box of matches across the table. "Have a cigarette," he said. The Irish cop was sitting at the end of the table to my left. He was close enough to reach me without getting up. The cop in charge was studying the papers of my car. Everything they had taken out of my pockets was spread on the table in front of them. A glasses case, identification papers, wallet, keys, a letter from a friend in New York, everything but my pocket knife, which the smooth-faced cop from the patrol car had put in his pocket. Suddenly I remembered about that letter. The friend in New York who'd written it was a tea head, and he pushed weed from time to time. He'd written to me asking the price of good weed in New Orleans. I asked Pat, who quoted me a tentative price of $40 per pound. In the letter on the table, my friend made reference to the $40 per pound price and said he wanted some at that figure.